Go.
This is a podcast about basketball and anything sports related. I'm Todd.
I'm Nick.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Javier.
And we're just going to talk about sports. So.
All right. Why is LeBron James overpaid?
Is he really overpaid?
I don't think so. I think that LeBron James, he goes up there for the free throws and the threes and, like, you have to get fouled and everything like that. And
no, he's terrible at free throws.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's terrible. He's like a 74%.
So he can shoot a three with pressure, but he can't shoot a free throw without any pressure.
Ooh. Exactly. Ouch. Well, you can.
No.
Well,
is he better than you at free throws?
Free throws? No.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
He's not?
Ooh, so really?
Oh, you're better than LeBron James.
Oh, okay, okay. No, that's a challenge to accept. Okay. You better ring him up on Twitter right now. Be like, hey, let's go. Three froach. Challenge, let's go.
What'd you say about Conor McGregor?
Oh, Conor McGregor throwing a dolly at Khabib's bus.
Khabib's?
Yeah. Who's Khabib? Khabib's that Russian MMA fighter. Cool, so McGregor got mad. It was April last
undefeated?
Year.
Yeah. He's undefeated.
McGregor? Wow. Oh, no. Oh, Khabib is undefeated.
Khabib
yeah.
is undefeated.
Yeah. So Khabib was in one of the buses when they were on their way to the event. And Conor McGregor showed up with like 20 of his Irish buddies and just threw a dolly at the window.
What is
a
dolly?
A dolly is one of those things that you use for big items. Like, you lean it back. You don't know what
two
a dolly
wheels.
Is. Yeah, two wheels.
You put boxes on them. You wheel stuff.
Have you seen people
like
with boxes?
Use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a dolly.
Yeah. Well, he threw it through the window.
Yeah, and jumping around like a monkey.
Well, he was, you know, it was pretty bad. I mean, one MMA fighter had a piece of glass that... It didn't crack her head, but it
did
was
he
like
get fined for all that?
Yeah, he went to jail.
Wait, when was it? There's like
so New York so state of New York. They,
now, speaking of fines, why do professional athletes get fined for no reason?
I don't really know. That's
I mean they do they get fined for like reasons, but some of them are like stupid reasons.
I mean, if you were to like punch someone when you're like in an event.
I can
and
see why you
get the athlete would get a fine if they punch someone, but what if the crowd person punches the athlete? Like
they
don't get
do
fined
anything,
or anything,
do they?
Do
they? Well,
I think they need to start banning the fans too.
Yeah, no,
the fans would throw stuff at
a fan. Just got banned last year.
There was one guy in Brazil, Kobe Covington or whatever. He trash talked Brazil. Remember when they were throwing crap at him?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, Rodum took a boomerang and threw it at him in Australia. Yeah, it was bad.
I forgot about boomerangs.
I forgot about Verdum in general. Verdum, it was funny. He was pointing at me. He's like, you know, I don't know what he was saying, but he must have been saying something.
I don't know about you guys, but I haven't watched the Red Wings or any sort of hockey in a while.
No, I haven't either.
I
haven't.
It's been a while.
So, speaking of hockey, so why should players be penalized for getting in hockey fights? Like
they
hockey
shouldn't.
Players?
They should. I mean, who want to break up a fight in an ice skate?
I didn't just let them fight and let it be done.
I mean, here at Franklin, when somebody says they're having a fight, they're like, oh, get in a circle, get in a circle.
I don't know.
Yeah,
think,
everyone will just take a look.
I think the players in hockey, if it's the player that got hit, if it's the player that started the fight, they should be fine. The other one shouldn't be fine if he's the one that got hit first.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe they have the right to defend themselves. Yeah. Someone whacks him in the head with a stick, they should be able to turn around and give
depending
him a
mark in the
face.
Depending on how far it goes.
I think they're gonna do that just to make it fair, so they don't hear people say, "Well, you seem like they bullying one guy."
Oh yeah, you're right.
But then with Franklin, if you were to get in the fight, even if you're a bystander, technically, you could get suspended too, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Same with the recording. They're like, recording is actually not against the law, but the thing is,
Brandon Ingram.
They do it all the time, posting on World Star all those random street fights.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'd be entertained to see Franklin's
like
fights.
I watch all these NBA games on TV and stuff, and like. Sometimes something really, really bad happens, like at an NHL game or something. They start throwing their hats on the ice, and then you have to go out and pick them up.
What's the
point of that?
Wait, what happens?
When you're at an NHL game, like when like they break up a fight or something, people throw hats on
like
the ice.
Fans?
The fans, yeah, and like the officials have to go out and clean them up and stuff.
So what would be the point of the fans throwing them down there?
They're upset.
Oh, okay.
And they have nothing else to throw. You don't want to throw your cheeseburger or popcorn, do you?
Well, still, why would you throw your hat?
People will throw drinks regardless.
You lose your hat.
They're retarded. What?
I mean,
hey.
Just keep going. Just stop. All right, but just picture if someone did throw a cheeseburger down there, though, and the hockey guy slips on it with the skate.
I swear to gosh.
Could you imagine somebody just going down the ice and then just whoop?
It would be so bad. It would be just terrible. Oh, so now, while we're on the topic of sports, so what do you guys think of the Super Bowl for NFL?
I think they need to change the overtime rule. Not just Super Bowl, just period, in game.
Yeah.
For football, I think they need to do the college rule. Each team get a possession. You know, even though a team scores first, or the team get a score.
Yeah.
If they don't, game over. I don't like it. If a team get the ball, then they score, game over. To me, it's stupid. The other team don't have a chance. It's like kind of unfair. Both teams.
Yeah.
I didn't need to take a look at that.
I haven't watched the Super Bowl in a while, so.
I watched it last year. And
Titus, like, and the Patriots always go.
Yeah,
there.
I've watched it a couple times within the last couple years, and it seems like the Patriots all, like, 95% of the time they have possession. I don't think that.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
It's almost like it's unfair because they're always in the top two.
Do I watch football? Yeah.
I didn't know that. Wow. See, I don't watch sports. I only watch basketball.
Yeah, like the AFC Championship game.
I remember.
Tom Brady took up most of the time, and Patrick Mahomes never even touched the field.
Yeah.
I think that that's kind of unfair.
That's unfair.
I mean, I understand that he's a good player and all, but, like, there has to be, like, he can't be the only one with the football on the field.
There has to be a limit.
Just
like LeBron James.
Maybe they should start having limits for how many times that you can start with the ball. So, like, maybe Brady will only have 5 per quarter or something like that.
Yeah.
And maybe it might make him switch up. I mean, so now since we're on the topic of football now, how they usually get paid a lot, what do you think about the MMA guys that get paid? Do you think they get paid enough?
No, because
I don't think they get paid enough.
I think the entry level guys get paid enough. They get paid about $48,000 a year, and you know that's like an average, like, minimum wage job of what you would get. So, like, they're entry level. So, I mean, all they're doing is getting a pin or whatever like the arena is. Yeah, the octagon. I'm not familiar with it.
No, sir.
They're just getting in there and beating the crap out of each other. So, like,
yeah, some of the success.
$40,000 a year is a lot.
I mean, a lot of people don't support the UFC sports.
Well,
people think it should be banned.
It's honestly, though, there are some sports. They're just as. It's no different than football.
Yeah,
getting
true.
Concussions. The only difference is they don't have any gear on besides a mouthpiece and 4 ounce gloves.
I don't know if you just said it, but some people debate whether MMA really is a sport or not. I mean,
if boxing, kickboxing, and karate and all that stuff's a sport, I'm pretty sure MMA is. But MMA just takes all of it and throws it in the.
My opinion with sports. My opinion with sports is if it requires any sort of skill, then it's a sport or an activity, because, like, you don't go to school. School's not a sport. I mean, that doesn't take much skill, because you could go and, like, write down a bunch of answers, and if the teacher's not, like, skilled enough, or if they're new, you can just hand it in and get full credit, but you still didn't do anything. In basketball, you can't just show up and, like, oh, I'm just going to shoot this and then miss, and then you're not going to get paid. So
that's a fair point. Although I think there are some guys in MMA that make more than others just because of popularity.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's more biased because have you ever noticed how when Conor McGregor has been in the courtroom, he's probably going in again after that, him smashing a phone and taking it. So what happened was he went to the New York courtroom, whichever district that is, and a typical guy that would throw a dolly through a bus, you'd expect him to serve some jail to actually prison time because he hurt a couple people. Instead, McGregor only gets community service.
What do you think, Aaron? What do you think about all the topics
that we've been talking about?
Basketball, MMA.
On the topic of Super Bowl, mainly the reason people would start to really watch it is because of the halftime shows or the music performances. And especially the latest one that's so controversial, like with the SpongeBob Sweet Victory dance that kind of went down. There's been a lot of backlash due to, like, poor performance and mostly poor production and poor choice of timing. So I'm mainly a music guy from experience, and although I haven't really performed or anything, it's just kind of something that kind of grabbed my attention immediately once I saw it.
Good point.